A contract signing, an undefeated B team, Money in the Bank qualifying matches, and you're going to get these shoulder tackles.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Make them say,
we got the big banks, soldiers and con men. Yeah, you didn't know any of them. Didn't he get surprising you every time?
It's the bass, though. It's the bass.
See, he knows the lyrics. He can say the lyrics.
It was the bass and the shot.
Yeah. The best is when that other dude kicks in with his deep voice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you have to screenshot that. That was beautiful.
I missed it. I apologize. I forgot to put it. Turn that into a GIF, AJ0314. A GIF, whatever it's called. Turn it into one now. Welcome to the Raw After Show, everyone, on AfterBuzz TV. We are here. We are ready to go. 3 hour Raw condensed to a solid 45 for you. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Quasto, the lady who chose Make Him Say and I'm so grateful to her for that. I see her every single day on TMZ. Follow her at TK Trinidad. She's TK Trinidad.
Hey.
You're choosing every song from here on out.
I mean, I could do that just to...
Yes.
I'm not
that dude. The dude rapping right now. His voice.
Wow.
Yeah. And the man next to him, he is back, y'all. He's a former Hollywood Heritage Champion for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Catch him every single week on Championship Wrestling from Arizona. And he's always at the New Japan Dojo in California, which is good news. Uh-huh. Follow him at Bane's Destroy. He's the hobo.
Yeah, I'm always doing my thing. I was at the Wrestling Pro Wrestling on Friday. And after you're done watching this, go to the Wrestling Pro Wrestling Facebook page.
Yeah.
They put the whole show up. It's a lot of fun. I want to pose down. That's right, yeah.
Against Royce Isaacs, I heard.
Yeah, Burbank Royce Isaacs.
Mr. Burbank.
I have got the superior physique. Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
And it's mostly because I drink the beer.
Well, that's fair.
That's what I do. That's my key to success.
I'm not going to deny that at all. Good for you, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, shall we get to... Oh, by the way, Marquis McCarty's still on assignment doing cool things with Nerdist Hyper RPG. Follow her at Marquis McCarty. And Evan Mack, he'll be back, I believe, next week. He booked a commercial, so he is he's working right now. It's cool.
Did a good job last week. He and I held it down. I hosted. That was weird. Don't
you
let me
hosted?
Do that again. I hosted.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was. I watched some. It was great.
Everybody liked it. Say that much.
How did he get away with not hosting?
He gave me those nervous eyes, like, look, man, I haven't been here that long. I just don't
So that's what you need to do?
Doing this, and I'm like, all right, man.
I remember when I started, I was maybe 2 weeks in, and you're like, no, you're hosting.
I tried to do the same thing with him, but he gave me like, nah. I'm like, fine.
Oh, okay, well.
See, if you give me a little bit more resistance, then maybe I actually would host it.
There's the keys.
But I had confidence in you.
There's the keys. I know next time.
Well, I'm glad that we're all here today. Tonight. Whatever time it is, whatever time you're watching. We're all glad to be here. We start off Raw. With Kurt Angle hitting the ring, talking about the contract signing tonight with Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax, and he's excited for it, and he's ready to do it. And then Stephanie McMahon hits the ring. Corey Graves loses his mind as if the Queen, Meghan Markle, the Duchess, whatever she is, showed
Duchess
up herself.
Duchess of Sussex.
What does Duchess mean? Not Queen. It means like you're going to be Queen.
Well, she's also a princess, but she's like sixth in line. So Duchess is, she's... like the Duchess of
that. Oh, so there's five women ahead of her that could be queen.
No, there are five heirs ahead of her. So essentially, the queen, Charles, William, and all his children have to die for her and Harry to become king and queen.
How many duchesses are there?
There's a bunch of them. So okay. Duchess of Cambridge, so Prince Charles, Prince Charles and his wife, Camilla, she's actually the Duchess of Cambridge.
So she'll never be queen. It's fine.
Well,
she'll have a good life.
She will be queen.
She's doing all right. Who, Megan?
No, no, she'll never be queen. I thought you were talking about Camilla.
No, I don't know who that is.
Did you guys watch the wedding?
No.
No, I was asleep.
That's a fair answer. Because I think it happened at 3 in the morning our time.
Something like that. I watched it later on, but you know.
So anyway, Steph hits the ring and says, you know what, Kurt? You don't handle situations well all the time. I'm going to handle the contract signing, so you do not have the responsibility. Then Roman Reigns hits the ring. He's still pissed off. He says Stephanie has a bunch of corporate crap that she shills out. And Steph's like, I don't play favorites. He's like, yeah, you do, because you don't, you like me. This Roman Reigns against the system thing is still happening, huh?
I mean, let's, I don't think we can stop it, because they're definitely making a case for Roman Reigns to try and look like an underdog.
Yeah.
But it mostly comes off as him just openly complaining about things.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Just being kind of a petulant child and acting out. And, I mean, he took out Jinder Mahal last week.
Which was pretty cool.
Through that door.
Door. And it was a wall-ish.
Was it a door or a wall?
It was.
Or both.
It was cardboard, yeah, mostly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which you know a thing or two about a cardboard door.
I know you don't generally see them in stadiums, though.
No.
Multi-million-dollar stadiums are usually made out of something like concrete.
It's a work in progress. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Work in progress.
Roman Reigns against the Machine is, it's happening.
I believe they even used the quote, you can't rage against the Machine unless you're ready to handle the repercussions or something to that extent.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I, for you guys who follow me on other things, I'm an appreciator of male and female physiques, so I'm definitely a fan of Roman Reigns.
No, I am too. I like the way, I love Roman in the ring. It's just, none of this is his thing. It's just his character.
Is terrible.
The angle,
I feel like if they got rid of him and he was no longer on the show, I would be fine with that.
Damn, it's cold.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm a fan of his, but there's something that's just not clicking no matter what way they try.
I think this is going somewhere. Like, I think Roman Reigns is slowly reaching the end of his tether, and then he's going to snap in some fashion. Mm-hmm. Something is going to happen, and he's going to change gears, and he's going to end up really doing something drastic if things don't start going his way. Mm-hmm. But what that is, I really could not possibly say at this point.
The way I'm thinking is, and obviously this is very similar to The Rock and the corporation, the only way I see this being salvaged somehow is if we keep thinking that the system is out to get Roman Reigns, mm-hmm. and they don't want him to succeed and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to the next time he faces Brock Lesnar, Stephanie or whoever else from the McMahon family help Roman Reigns and mm-hmm. blatantly cheat to get the title off Lesnar. And then all of a sudden, it's the same thing. But then maybe they build a Samoan dynasty with Roman and Joe. I don't know.
Don't forget Joe. I mean, I know they're on different...
Well, Joe's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
They got the good Samoan.
The Usos are good, too.
They got all the good Samoans then, didn't they?
The Usos are hot, too.
Okay.
Cool.
Good observation. Kevin Owens hits the ring and says he basically calls himself the cornerstone of Raw, tries to get a thank you Roman chant going, which I really enjoyed. Didn't quite happen.
No, he gave it his all.
Yeah.
Gave it 100%.
Kevin trolling fans with a microphone is one of my favorite things to like to watch.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody does it.
Yes, someone needs to. The chant does not work, but then Stephanie makes Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns right now, and that leads into our first match of the evening. And physicality all over the place, a spear to the outside, that was a thing of beauty. And just when you think Roman has the upper hand, he's about to go for the pin, rolling back in the ring. Jinder Mahal breaks through the other wall and attacks. And then Seth Rollins makes a save.
Yeah, the first, it's ended up being two different matches,
right,
back-to-back. It ended up being first a singles match, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, then a tag match between Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins.
Yep.
For the first part of this match, the singles match, Roman Reigns could not have looked in more control. Mm-hmm. He was so in control of this match. He absolutely set the pace. He had Kevin Owens flying all over the ring.
Mm-hmm.
The opening bump of this match was a shoulder tackle, and Owens did a complete backflip.
Yes.
Just almost knocked him out of his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Roman Reigns was in control, almost got the win, and Jinder Mahal definitely changed the course of this match, and so did Seth Rollins. And what followed the tag match, Roman Reigns was just getting just pummeled. Get his lunch eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just leads brutal. Into what happened was during the commercial break, a tag team match was made, or should we say, a tag team match!
We said it.
We did
sure
say it.
Said it, though.
That's, I think, okay. I think...
He's eating.
I yep. thought he oh, ate.
Bathroom, bathroom,
I thought he
bathroom, ate. Bathroom, bathroom, bathroom.
Yep, bathroom break. Anyways, I had that one all planned out.
Yeah.
I had it set up. I had it remembered, and...
That's okay.
Are we even on the air? I don't know.
No.
I mean, the live chat's going, so we're good.
We're screaming into the darkness.
I guess we are, which we often do.
Yeah.
Anyways, the tag team match is a lot of fun. Seth Rollins eventually goes for the curb stomp. KO counters it, but guess what? Seth Rollins just that quick. Another curb stomp for the win, but Jinder Mahal attacks afterwards with chairs on the ramp, attacking Rollins and Roman.
This is getting pretty personal, it feels.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way Jinder and Roman are just escalating. Mm-hmm. It's kind of getting out of hand. Kind of like the way that Roman and Strowman kind of got out of hand. This mm-hmm. is starting to go in that direction.
I love it, though.
Like, things are escalating, and it's getting kind of violent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wrestling, but it's still getting just a little violent.
Which is good, because now they both complain like they deserve stuff in different ways, and they both seem like they're actually equally matched. So that might actually be a really great... you know, fight eventually when, you know, like build up to something. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to something like that.
No, that'll definitely be something I think everyone's looking forward to. I think the audience wants that. I think they're pulling for Jinder a little bit harder, but mm-hmm. Jinder's a size advantage on Roman that I think could really make things interesting if and when those two meet up.
But Roman's calves are actually bigger than Jinder's.
How do you know that?
I was looking at his calves when I was at SmackDown.
Roman
like,
wears pants.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean,
but Jinder actually has smaller calves than.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty. He's slender. He's real trim. Mm-hmm. Real trim.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just—he's striated. I mean, it's—he's
in
shape.
Yeah.
He's in shape. It's just his calves are small.
Mm. Crazy shape. So, anyways, Seth Rollins gets the win. Jinder attacks, and now it's actually made for Money in the Bank. We're gonna have Roman Reigns, Jinder Mahal, 1-on-1. So Roman is not in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay.
As far as we know.
I mean, after the rigmarole of last week, I'm glad we put that to bed. I'm glad that he's not in it because he. Well, he shouldn't be in it because he lost and that he wasn't able to find, you know, a way in. And that's why Stephanie's here, technically. So this is, I'm glad they're sticking to their guns.
And to be honest, I'm enjoying the Jinder Roman thing.
Yeah.
I think Jinder's crushing it. I think the way Roman just speared him through the door/wall last week. I mean, and Jinder came back strong. You know, obviously his ribs taped up with the chair, the equalizer. I mean, I really like it.
Yeah. No, it's. So. I think it's connecting emotionally.
Mm-hmm. And now let's go to something completely opposite, and that is Sami Zayn introducing Bobby Lashley's three sisters. You know, it's funny when they announced that there was going to be a Sami Zayn talking to Bobby Lashley's sisters. I just said, give us something other than dudes dressed as women. Give us something different that we haven't seen before.
I thought they were actually going to bring up I thought they were actually like bringing like more women onto the roster, and that would have been like their way, like just like another, you know. But yeah, no. I don't know how I felt about this. This was very like Tyler Perry-esque, and it was I don't know. It was just like I get it,
but I was not saying hallelujah.
Yeah,
when I watched it.
It was very okay.
It brought back memories of the old day and Shelton Benjamin's mamas to me. It was Sammy did what he could. It was just very and you know, those fine gentlemen.
I think if Sami Zayn were just to stand out there and put on different wigs and answer his own questions with different wigs on, that may have been better. but this is what we got.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley just decided to clean house after.
Which
he was very amused until he wasn't anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sammy called him garbage, and then the smile went to serious, and then he just cleaned house.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the broomstick usage.
Yeah.
And also the
was it a mop? I don't know.
When you took the towel.
Yeah. Give him a nice pop. Yeah. Good sound.
Yeah. Do you guys do that to each other? Or?
No, it's a thing.
Okay. I mean, I can do it and knock a fly out of the air. I'm that good.
No, but I mean, never mind.
I think it's more.
Do you want a glimpse into a men's locker room?
Yeah, like, do they do that? Oh. And, like, is that a thing?
Whatever fantasy you want, the answer is yes.
I think it's more of a high school thing with the towel whipper snapper thing.
Okay.
You whippersnappers
in your towel snappings. So, I don't know. Do we want to go in further depth? Obviously, this is leading to Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn in some way. I just don't know. Now, I will say this. People cheered when Lashley came out, which is...
Did they?
More so than they have.
Maybe it was just they were happy to see this be over.
Well, no, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, thank God you're here! Please make this stop!
It was like, oh my God, how much longer is this going to go? Like,
no,
why?
You're right, yeah. But it got him cheering.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if that's something that's going to be consistent, however.
It's a shame, because
it might just be the Albany audience going, for God's sake, get this out of here. Please finish this.
Yes. I'm a huge Lashley fan, but he's just, he really came into his own as a heel with Impact. Mm-hmm. And he was real good. But I get it. He's also an incredibly likable human being, so that's the way they're going right now. But boy, this...
So was Apollo Crews. Yeah. Right under the rug.
This segment was exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's wrestling, and it ended. I was talking to you, and I said it's going to end this way, and it ended exactly like I said. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think these are prepping for like past some of these pay per views, prepping for something like a SummerSlam, or is it just prepping for this pay per view, and then another storyline is going to roll over, or what do you?
This is short. This is going to be.
You got to believe it'll probably be. I'm not sure. Money in the Bank is June 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks. You got to believe they're probably going to have a one-on-one match, even though there's more and more matches being made. We have two ladder matches, which will take up quite a amount of time, but there's no limit on time anymore, so mm-hmm. they can make it 5 hours if they want to.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Ember Moon taking on Alexa Bliss. Really fun match here. Actually, Alexa had a quick little interview in the back with Renee Young, basically saying that she didn't have time to prepare for Ember Moon. She didn't know who she was when she debuted. So now, then she gave us some good history about the Roman Empire, which I didn't know all those facts.
Yeah.
I love history.
Not Roman Reigns history.
Not that Roman.
Yeah,
that, not
no, the city of Rome.
The original empire.
Yes, yes.
Lasted almost as long.
And it was the heebie-jeebies who invaded. And
I think so.
Via surprise and got the quick pinfall, 1, 2, 3.
They were a dangerous bunch.
And the Roman Empire dropped the belt to the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of my favorite factions of all time in history.
Mm-hmm.
Those heebie-jeebies, man.
Heebie-jeebies.
They just they sneak up on you.
They do. Sneaky heebie-jeebies.
Well, Kevin.
Oh,
he's back.
He's back.
Just for fun. Tag team match.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it on. Get out of my way. I'm coming to thunder and lightning. It's striking. I'm inviting you all to the storm.
Very good. All is right in the world. We're all set now.
Yep.
Ember Moon, Alexa Bliss, really fun match, but Alexa makes one mistake. Ember hits the top turnbuckle. Bam! Eclipse for the win. That thing is awesome looking.
It is. It takes a lot of body control. Ember Moon is a very gifted athlete when it comes to her agility. Great body control. I got to hand it to Alexa Bliss, though. She really took it to Ember Moon. I mean, trying to twist that arm off. It was take an arm home night.
Yes.
Almost. And she kept it in control. But because of the way Ember Moon hits the eclipse, it really didn't affect how she hit it. If Alexa Bliss were to hit, were to work the right arm instead, then it would have affected how she executed the eclipse, and she might have had a better chance. Or if she went for a leg, that would have slowed down Ember, and that would have been really the thing that would have worked best against an opponent like Ember Moon.
Yep.
So really just kind of take her down, slow her down, make her easier to catch, less explosive.
What I like about Alexa Bliss is, man, she really... She fights like someone her size should fight.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone's bigger than her, with the exception of probably Liv Morgan. Everyone else is bigger than her. So she fights like someone who has to fight someone bigger than her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care what the shortcut she has to take. She doesn't care what body part she has to go for. And she will do it, and it's very calculated. So that's why I really, like I said, I enjoyed everything she did with Nia. I know they weren't like the highest rated matches or whatever, but I get what she was going for.
Right.
I don't want to jump ahead, but I kind of want to jump ahead and bring it back. Ember Moon and Nia Jax versus, instead of Nia Jax and Ronda. I'd rather see that.
That'd be fun.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know why they're going to do. We'll discuss it later, but yeah.
Do we know?
Well, I think we do.
All right. I'm interested to hear your thought on that, because I still don't really have a idea.
A clue?
No.
Press releases.
Yeah, but...
That's it.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
No, all right, we'll talk. I want to get... Because you come from the TMZ world, so you would probably have a better, you know, plan than that. I have no plan. I don't understand why now.
It's business.
Yeah, sure. Stephanie backstage with Finn Balor and Braun Strowman. They want to take on Ziggler and... Drew McIntyre once again after losing last week, but Steph said, you know, you're going to be opponents at the end of... Jesus.
Okay.
We'll take it. She says, you're going to be opponents at Money in the Bank anyway, so why don't you fight each other tonight? Oh. That's it.
Yep.
Nailed it. So she makes the main event, Finn Balor taking on Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have No Way Jose taking on Baron Corbin. No Way Jose really aggressive early on, too fast early on, but eventually the end of days will get everybody. I love Baron Corbin right now. I think he's I think he's always owned who he is. Now he's really owning who he is.
I just think he's getting better opportunities than he had
previously.
I don't think a whole lot has changed with him. He's been doing sort of the same thing over and over again, but people, the way they respond to it is changing and evolving. People slowly are going, oh, wait a minute, this is pretty good. This guy is pretty good. He's both talented and athletic and a complete asshole.
Yes.
It's a great combination.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And No Way Jose is a whole lot of fun. And again, a big guy. We were talking about it last week.
He is deceptively large.
Yeah.
6'3", 240. But when you look, maybe because his character is so fun or something, it's weird.
Well, he's light on his feet. You know, he moves a lot and he's light on his feet, which is kind of the antithesis of a large guy. You don't think of him being a mover and a shaker. But No Way Jose, he's pretty quick.
Yeah.
He was quick against Baron Corbin, really lighting him up with a whole lot of boots to the face, big lariat, looking for that pop-up punch, but that was waylaid and ended up hitting the deep six fall by the end of days.
Indeed.
That was it.
Baron Corbin with the win. I don't know if this thing with No Way Jose is going anywhere per se, if it's going any further, but I do like the fact that, you know, with the combined pay-per-views, we have storylines kind of starting and finishing on the shows.
Yeah.
And that's what Raw needs more of. Raw needs more cohesiveness. SmackDown, to me, is so well put together right now.
Really?
It's so compelling. Do you think?
I don't watch.
Okay.
You don't watch SmackDown?
No, I'm busy.
Well, I mean, yeah, you are
I'm
busy.
A professional wrestler.
Sorry,
most professional wrestlers have a hard time keeping up with as much product as there is.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Right
there's
now.
Too much. There's too much.
Too damn much.
It's very hard.
But SmackDown has been, and by the way, it looks like it's going to Fox in a couple of years.
They
or maybe
just
a year and a half.
Yeah.
But it's really well put together right now. So hopefully Raw can get to that point, even though obviously 3 hours long, but not easy to do. Let's see. Kurt Angle talking with Chad Gable. Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler show up. They basically, Ziggler makes fun of Gable, saying, you know, just because you're a good amateur wrestler, so was I, so was Kurt, who cares? And Gable gets in his face. They walk away, and Kurt says, finish it in the ring. Bam.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the segment.
No, Chad Gable's really, a lot of people are saying he's the most underrated talent on Raw currently for his abilities, his ability to talk. He's very charismatic, and he's just so physically gifted. That combination should be rewarded more.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's, you know, a pretty average height. And
do you think,
in the world of giants, it's hard to be a normal size.
Do you think they're waiting for Jason Jordan to come back to maybe bring them back together?
Oh, I hope not. That would be so why?
Not necessary.
Why?
Yeah.
You split them up to put them back together? No, that would be terrible.
Things change, but you never know. But yeah, so we're going to have a match a little bit later on the show. But the B team has a song. They have a Titantron, kind of. And I think they have official merch. There were two people in the front wearing B shirts.
They may have, you know,
they may have made
DIY'd their own shirts.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Although it would be pretty cool if people actually bought just shirts that look like that.
Or bought just white shirts and just...
Well, no, where's the money in that? You can't make money off people making their own shirts.
Well, I mean, they're so the B team that they haven't got their shirts yet, so people still want to support them, so they make their own shirts.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a good idea, but it doesn't indicate to the company that you're a viable source of revenue.
Well,
that's the problem.
Tell that to Foxy, who waited 10 years to get her shirt.
That's true.
I'm not going to say it ain't complicated.
Well, the B team, the best team, taking on the other B team, Breezango, and in a rematch from last week. And, well, the suplex neckbreaker combo gets the win, and the B team is 2-0, undefeated.
Undefeated.
They're wrestling like a real tag team in there.
They sure are.
I mean, hit the maneuver, clear the man on the outside, 1, 2, 3, they did it again, and they celebrated in World Series fashion.
That was like, it felt like more like they were 6-year-olds, like rolling each other and then taking the chair and running it down. It was like, what's happening right now? Fair. It's like, they literally, it's like, okay, we're going to channel back to when we were 5. And this is all the things that we would do if we were 5-year-old boys. And that's what it seemed like.
What is going to happen if they win 3 in a row? What is going to happen if they win 10 in a row?
Yeah.
Streaking.
The sky is the limit. These two are going to absolutely lose their minds.
That would be kind of funny if they like start taking off their clothes and then you have them like running out the stadium and then you just like blur their butts.
Blur the butts.
As they're running.
The little butt blur.
Yeah, that would be...
That'd be pretty great.
I would write that.
Yeah. I'm impressed they lasted that long riding the chair down the ramp. I was expecting a horrible crash, which did happen.
But right where it should have.
Yeah.
You know, they I think they were balancing it real well. You know, it's riding an office chair is not an easy feat. You know, sometimes they're not balanced correctly, too top heavy.
And then they celebrated over by the announcer's table. Mm-hmm. I believe Axel was swimming.
Yep.
On top of it?
Swimming.
I would love to see this with Breezango become a real thing. Like, I almost want to see Breezango get... They're never angry anymore. I want to see Breezango get really... Like, I want to be pissed off cops. You're the fashion police. Get pissed off. Like, these two teams have so much potential to do something for at least a couple of months together. That just plays out on Raw. That makes them... Right now, this match is one of the highlights on Raw, I think.
Yeah. No, it's... I think people are sort of excited. It feels like a new beginning for a set of guys that everybody knows really well. And I think people are really willing to get behind new beginnings. It means something. It feels like this is not just a continuation of the same old thing. Week after week, this feels like something new. Mm-hmm. Just for right now, it feels new. So I think people are more willing to get behind it. And I think you're right. I think Breezango should get angry. And I would love to see these two abuse their authority as officers of fashion.
I almost want to see like Benny Hill style. Like just two teams just playing goofs on each other and pranks.
Yeah, absolutely.
To where like it's never really that angry. It's just goofy and fun. It's what Raw really needs, and these two teams can provide that.
Now, is Ascension still on Raw, or did they move to...
They're on Raw.
Which is, have we not... Like, I don't recall seeing them in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I feel like they were recently.
They were on, like, 3 weeks
Because I know they were, like, they had, like, a bit of a, you know, the way they were playing it. Like, between those three teams, that might be something really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe special guest referees Ascension for something down the road. Who knows?
Both of them. Sure.
Let's get to the Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey contract signing. Stephanie... It does a great job of trying to create some kind of drama between the two because it was a friendly offering of the title match last week at the NBC upfronts.
Weird.
Real weird.
I didn't like that.
Well, you only got one shot to do it at the upfronts. You got to make it work.
Could have did it somewhere else.
They tried to coordinate it so that it made a large impact in the press.
Yeah, because they were talking about it. You talked about it on TMZ and this girl who has no idea about wrestling. She's like, oh, well, she has this big match. I'm like, this is her second match. This is not. And then I went off and you didn't see it on.
Oh, it wasn't on camera? It should have been.
I went on a whole tangent and people were like, you just don't understand.
Why didn't they have 10 hours report it?
Let's not
talk
about
that. But see, to the average person, this is it seems like a big deal. And that's what they're trying to attract.
That's the whole
thing.
Casual
viewer.
That's the whole thing. They want to attract the people who may buy the pay-per-views or the $9.99 because $9.99 doesn't seem that much. So then you might forget about it. So now you paid for it for 6 months and now they got money. So on the press release level, it makes sense. But on a level where I watch countless hours for work, it's just kind of like, no, I don't like the concept of this.
Okay, but here's my question, though. Why does a press release level, it's money in the bank, and I understand it's getting to be one of the most important pay-per-views behind, you know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, mm-hmm. Survivor Series, SummerSlam. Maybe it's probably the fifth most. Mm-hmm. Why now?
They can't tell the difference, though. People don't know.
The media?
The people.
No, casual viewer.
The casual viewer doesn't know the difference between all, like, the only difference is WrestleMania. They know that's the bigger one. And then everything else is just a match, like another. So they don't, it doesn't, it's not a big thing to them. So if they were to drop that, now everybody's going to want to watch it. So it doesn't, like, for the casual viewer, it doesn't really matter when it happens. They just want to see.
Really? Yeah. So you don't think it would be better to save it for, say, SummerSlam?
I think it would be personally better to save it for SummerSlam, or even do a build-up where, you know, she's trying and she can't get there, and almost wait for the other UFC, the other four horsewomen to come and kind of do something where it's now building up to something like SummerSlam or WrestleMania. I personally think that, but that's long-term, and she's generating heat with the casual viewer and everybody else. CBS is picking that up. Like, everybody picked that up once Nia Jax challenged her, even though it was incredibly awkward with Charlotte and all this other stuff. But on the flip side, we talked about it on TMZ like it was a legit thing that was happening.
I think you're right, and it basically boils down to subscriptions and keeping subscribers, because after WrestleMania, you have a dip in subscribers, so now this is picking it back up. They're just trying to create sustained subscriptions, even after WrestleMania, which is their high point. It generally dips, so they're trying to create just people to hang on. It's all dollars and cents.
Is this one of those months where you get a free month, or are they out of that now?
I think if you're not a member, your month is automatically free anyway when you sign up. Typically, right before the pay per view is supposed to happen, they usually kind of do that. But I think in general, you get your free month. You get your first month free.
Just curious.
But that's the whole thing with, like, I know we're not, I don't want to dive into that, but that's the whole thing with John Cena and Nikki Bella that's, like, irritating me with this whole thing.
The,
like,
breakup or the whatever it is?
They're back together.
Oh, they are?
According to Pro Wrestling Sheet. So it's just kind of like, it's just how convenient that Total Bellas aired yesterday.
Yeah. There's...
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's wrestling.
It's their life.
Yeah. I get it, but it's not as authentic anymore to me.
It's reality television.
Yeah, I know.
It was never authentic.
Well, there's some reality shows that are a little bit more believable. There's some, and there's some that's completely, totally. Well, because you probably willing to bet you have never watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
I sure haven't.
Exactly. If you watch that, is a complete train wreck. It seems like they're coaching them on their lines. And then there's some reality shows where it's somewhat believable that you can, like, okay, I see this. Because with Total Divas and Total Bellas, they're actually putting in the work. Like, you see them in the ring.
No, those shows are very legit shows,
so
that people
get
enjoy
it.
Them.
They have their storylines as well. But then when it comes to the point where they're doing something like this, and now maybe, because there have been rumors that, I think Joseph's on here, I think there have been rumors that they were married already and all this other stuff. Now when it puts like this, something like this, it's just, to me, it's just like, okay, well, what are you going to sell your soul for? You know, because John's in a good position. Nikki's in a good position. Like, what are you, you know?
What else do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the wrestling business.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Everything is cheap. Humans are cheap.
Indeed. Well, the contract signing.
It's depressing.
Man, I'm just saying, we're a dime a dozen.
I know.
And we'll kill ourselves for pennies, so.
Well, not pennies.
Pennies. Pennies. Mm-hmm. 2,000 pennies.
Which is $20? I think.
Hey,
all right.
Good job.
Got it. So Stephanie is trying to light a fire under them both, saying Nia only picked Ronda because she's not ready. She wants to make a name for herself. Ronda accepted the challenge because Nia's lazy and she knows she could break her arm. They end up facing off, shake hands. Ronda says, "I'm going to take your title and your arm." And I will say, this is the best Ronda's been on the microphone so far. She looked the most confident and she looked the most believable in what she was saying. And you know, that Nia was cool too.
She doesn't have to say a lot.
Yeah,
she's got enough credibility that whatever little she says is backed up by legit experience that people can rely on. So you don't say much.
Yeah.
Nope. So that's gonna happen. Will it be any kind of feud? Who knows? So what's happening?
20 panties.
Oh boy.
I mean.
Oh, I love the live chat. You guys are on point.
You guys are killing it.
Yeah.
Also, Joseph Boza says he doesn't think Ronda and Stephanie is over yet.
It might not. We might get a singles maybe at WrestleMania again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not beyond the realm of belief.
So while we're here, and who knows when we'll all be together again, maybe because every Monday's different.
Yeah. Maybe we should play that Jan Jackson song.
Does Ronda actually take the title? No way. I say no way.
Last week I said I hope not because it would be an experience for her to grow from. Mm-hmm. And from that point of view, it would help her in the long term. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
That completely makes sense. But I was talking about a whole bunch of other topics, and it just seems like in today's society, long-term gratification and hard work is not what we're... It's not, you know, we're selling ourselves for pennies.
Mm-hmm.
So it to me, it would make sense. Like I said, build it up, you know, Ronda House, like she, you're not going to, because that's the problem with UFC. The thing with UFC is that Dana White didn't let a lot of other fighters into it. Like, for instance, Cyborg, because he was building Ronda up to this point where she's pretty much massacring all her people until the last two. Right. And Dana didn't expect that, because if he did, then he probably wanted to match them up.
I mean, there are also a lot of rumors over the years that Dana strategically picked Ronda's opponents.
Yeah.
Saying that, I know I have boxing friends and I have people who work in the industry that said, oh, there were girls that could have kicked Ronda's ass 2-3 years
Cyborg.
Ago.
Cyborg.
It just didn't happen. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It just seems like if they do give her the belt, then that's the same setup. And obviously, I know there's difference is as far as planning, all other things. But it's kind of the same setup. You're going to give her all this stuff. And then it's just like, to me, given her storyline up to this point in the UFC, I'd rather see her take some, you know, blows and wins and losses and actually get to the point where she's great on the mic. And we already know that she can fight. And now she's doing some other stuff. And then when she gets the belt, it's like, okay, like, it's well-deserved, and you can actually back her for that. Unless we give her the belt and now everybody just hates her, which is either way is going to be good. You want at least some type of emotion towards her. But I, as a person, again, who, you know, watches a ridiculous amount of hours a week,
yeah,
I don't want to see that. But on the flip side, you know.
Well, don't forget, we also have Money in the Bank that night. We could have a cash in that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's possible.
We will see.
Yeah, but then Nia's only had the belt for what, like six weeks?
Yeah, WrestleMania. So it'll be about 2.5 months by then.
Oh, that sucks balls.
Well, perfect.
That's the sort of frank and honest discussion you would expect here at AfterBuzz.
That's right. Expert analysis. Dolph Ziggler taking on Chad Gable. What a match this was. A lot of great amateur stuff and just a lot of counters back and forth. Really sweet German suplex from Chad Gable. But Dolph with a super kick for the win. And then afterwards, Drew McIntyre with the Claymore just for good measure.
It seemed to me this was amateur or natural wrestling versus pro wrestling. Because Dolph Ziggler couldn't hang with Gable when it came to natural wrestling, but as soon as he switched over into professional wrestling, that's where he was able to get the edge. That was suddenly the moment he was able to gain control of this match. Gable is by far the superior athlete.
Oh, yeah. Well, which is crazy to say, because Ziggler's an incredible athlete himself. Mm-hmm.
Right. But Ziggler, I'd say, is smarter. He's willing to take shortcuts. He's willing to not work as hard as his opponent. Chad Gable will work hard, and he'll beat you. But if he's wrestling somebody who's not willing to work as hard, who maybe will take a shortcut, he might get overtaken. And that's sort of what happened tonight.
Mm-hmm. TK, what do you think? Do you think Chad Gable gets any kind of traction?
I don't know. For some reason, I think both on SmackDown and Raw that the rosters got very, bigger. It just seems like there's more people. Like, for instance, like, the Usos and we didn't see them for the last couple weeks. And it just seems like we didn't miss them. There's enough people on the show. Mm-hmm. But it feels like there's just too many people. And, you know, you can get lost in the sauce. So, like, he's great, but, you know, we might not see him for 3 weeks. Or we might see him, and then the storyline might fizzle out, and we might not see... You know what I'm saying? And I know they're doing live shows. I know Ronda's doing a lot of live shows, but it's just kind of like...
It's hard to believe when there's a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't see Titus.
Nope.
Or Apollo.
We didn't see the tag team champions this week.
Yeah, so it's like there's...
Yeah, we didn't. That's a great point. Moving on, Dana Brooke Dana Brooke versus Liv Morgan versus Sarah Logan versus Natalia. Money in the Bank qualifying match. Fatal four-way. And Riot Squad working together well as a team. Really dug that. Really physical. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was Dana Brooke's shoulder. Dana Brooke
was by far the greatest source of punishment in this match.
Yeah.
She just kept getting brutalized. Every single moment, Dana would stand up tall. She'd get kicked or thrown into something or something bad would happen. Mm-hmm. Dana Brooke just cannot catch a break.
She really hit that post, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what's Good the job. Story behind it? Because obviously I know she's the statistician. Now she's back wrestling. Like, is it because she's not as good of a wrestler? It's just a storyline or like...
Tough. I can't say. Cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But eventually, Natalia locks in the sharpshooter on Sarah Logan, making her tap. So Natalia moves on to the Money in the Bank. And afterwards, she says, when all is said and done, Ronda's going to be the new champion. She's my training partner, and I'm going to be Miss Money in the Bank. So, of course, the new theory is, well, Ronda's going to win, and Natty's going to cash in right away. To me, they're kind of setting that up to make us think that. But I wouldn't think.
I love Natty, and she's had the belt over the last 12 months, I believe.
She had on SmackDown. Yeah. I believe you might be right.
Maybe a year and a half or so. But I don't know. I don't think that's the right choice. Mm-hmm. It would work, but I don't think it's the right choice. But then that might infuse a feud between Natty and Ronda now the friendship's like broken, which I don't know. I think Ronda needs some allies because she doesn't really have any allies.
Yeah.
So
it could also be them just gaslighting us.
I think
that's what they want us to believe, but nothing even remotely close to that is going to happen. So.
I mean, with two Money in the Bank briefcases, there's always a shot of one of them getting cashed in that night. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the bigger surprise. I kind of like, let's wait. Like, Carmella waited almost a full year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Whereas, unfortunately for Baron Corbin, that was a...
They always bring that up. Jeez, it's so terrible. But it's so great.
Yeah. Elias sings the I Love Elias song and said last week he was in Europe and now he's in a rundown city of a dump named Albany. I love old school making fun of cities.
Have you been to Albany though?
Hell no.
Okay.
Why would I go to Albany?
I mean, I've drove through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Kept on driving.
Okay. Fair enough. Bobby Roode hits the ring. Elias attacks him. Eventually, Roode gets a little bit of offense in, goes for the blockbuster. Elias knocks him on the top turnbuckle, hits the drift away, and Bobby Roode going down once again to Elias.
Yeah, but I don't think it hurts Bobby Roode at all. I think people really like Bobby Roode. Mm-hmm. Solid performer, day in, day out. Has a theme song that is as catchy as anything in this reality. So I don't think it hurts him at all. And Elias is somebody you can hate and love to hate. And
but people love Elias.
They love to hate Elias. Mm. They don't love. I mean, they love him, but he's not lovable.
I sure. don't know. I think it's coming to the point where it's you love the a-hole in him.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's a lot of characters like that. The lovable curmudgeon.
He's really come into his own. Curmudgeon's a great way to describe Elias, actually.
Yeah.
And the way he delivers everything with just pure dryness is what really works. But yeah, I don't know how long this feud's going to go. I still like seeing Bobby Roode. Speaking of a-holes, I like him being, that's his best when he's there.
Yeah, but I can't say that I'm not liking him right now.
Sure.
He's good.
And he's a machine.
Absolutely.
My God, he is the fountain of youth.
He's found it. I hope he shares.
Whatever. There's a handful of guys that have definitely found the fountain of youth. He's one of them. Aries is one of them. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are just Christopher Daniels. I mean,
yeah. Well, I know Aries is a vegan. I wonder what the other two are because that's like the new thing to go. Not necessarily wrestlers, but that's kind of.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, you could live healthy necessarily. I mean, obviously, veganism is a way to go for sure. But there's a lot of
you could
things.
Just not party.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the normal way to go.
Yeah, there's some guys just, I mean, look at Christopher Daniels. God almighty.
CD's great, man.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Same with Kazarian. He's not much younger.
No, it's true.
All those guys. It's just, it's incredible to watch, and we should all appreciate those guys
maybe
because.
They just haven't slowed down and working out and life. Maybe. Know, being adulting.
Well, you take your ebbs and your flows. You got to know when to chill out. You know, I just came off of 2 weeks of super solid training, and this last week I went, I can't. I got to. Yeah. stop. I got to slow down because my joints are
got to recover.
Me. Yeah,
absolutely. So I think understanding your body and understanding the ebb and the flow, that's going to help you long term. And you can't burn out.
And you can gain strength on off days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you look like you're 16 just with a lot of facial hair.
Yeah, wow. So. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, have fun at the prom.
Yeah, thanks.
So as Elias is walking up the ramp, shoulder tackle. God, it was beautiful as Braun hits the ring, and it was just so comical and funny as if to say, hey, old friend, remember me? Bam. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, main event. So much greatness here. I mean, this match was fun. Braun picking up steam like a locomotive going for the shoulder tackle outside the ring, and then Finn turns it into a sling blade. Just loved it.
Finn is so smooth in the ring. That maybe is his defining characteristic, is just his absolute smoothness. But there were so many times during this match, he would start to get on a roll. He would start to move and feel the groove. And then Strowman would just pull the rug out right from under him and just interrupt it. It happened time and time again until finally it started rolling on the outside. It started with that sling blade, then with a drop kick, kick to the face. Double stomp to the back, coup de grace on the outside.
Boom.
Strowman really pushing that count, getting in. And it was, I think it's as close as anybody of a cruiserweight has gotten to beating Braun Strowman.
Well, Finn Balor just knows how to fight people twice his size. Mm-hmm. He's proven that before, and tonight was another great example. It was such a believable and fun match.
Do you think the folks who are workhorses and are great fighters, they get stuck in the like the mid range versus the ones who they started off horribly and they worked, and like it just seems like the folks who like a Dolph Ziggler, like they just, they're so good at what they do. That's just like, okay, well, we know they're always going to be there.
I mean, I think a lot of it depends on how you develop. Look at Daniel Bryan. No one ever thought he would become the biggest thing in pro wrestling, and he did, because he found that organic. And people love Finn Balor, too, so Finn could clearly become...
It's impossible to boil success down to a skill or a lack thereof. There are so many different factors involved, and it's impossible to say one person made it or didn't make it because of what they brought to the table.
Right.
Everybody evolves, and people backstage see different things in you depending upon who you are, just where you are and when you are. It's a complete and utter crapshoot.
It just seems like sometimes the folks who are consistent, so for instance, I don't know if this is a total track reference, but there's a lady named Allison Felix. She skipped university, she's been in the Olympics several times, and nobody knows of her beyond the track realm.
Sure.
So you know somebody who's like Usain Bolt, who's out there loud, all this other stuff, and people know him, but he hasn't had necessarily... He's had an amazing career, but Allyson Felix has definitely been more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels like the folks who are like super consistent, you're like, okay, well, they're always going to be there, and you're looking at, you know, it's almost like the cat with a shiny light. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all very subjective, and it's just a lot of it boils down to that individual. So either way, amazing match. Braun does hit two power slams for the win, and then does not hit a third, and just props Finn up in the corner and does the Braun thing, and that was the show. And that is our show. Thank you guys for joining us. TK, put yourself over.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can find me at TMZ. I'm writing for a whole bunch of stuff. I'm on FNA Podcast. I do a women's show.
Yeah.
Just follow me at TK Trinidad. You'll see everything.
That's right.
You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Baines Destroy. I'll be in 29 Palms for Alpha Omega Wrestling this Sunday. Baines the Survivor is going to destroy somebody. It's going to be horrible. Kids are going to cry. It's going to be great.
That's the perfect way to describe it. Oh, man. At Jay Quasto and all social medias, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood television tapings this Sunday, May 27th, and the massive Coastline Clash on Sunday, June 10th. Of course, watch us and Arizona worldwide on Fight TV for free. There is so much great stuff coming up. Willie Mack is the brand new Hollywood Heritage Champion. And also, I'll be the lead commentator for Blackcraft Wrestling's Burning Bridges Eye Pay-Per-View, live from Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Grand Hall, Friday, August 24th. Over 3 months in advance, giving you a heads up. Go to Pittsburgh. If you're there, buy your tickets. It'll sell out. If not, you can order it at iPay-Per-View at blackcraftwrestling.com. So, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.